This is TWiT, This Week in Tech, episode 18, for August 14th, 2005. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for This Week in Tech, the number one podcast. Podcast in the nation, according to iTunes. I'm Leo Laporte. Joining me in studio, Mr. Patrick Norton on Skype today, David Prager, Steve Gibson, Robert Herron, and Roger Chang, and via phone from the engine room of the good ship Dvorak, it's John C. Dvorak. We had to put him on the phone because those diesel engines can really kick up quite a lot of noise, John.
Yeah, well, you know, it's the way they are.
The pocket of machines.
So you're running biodiesel down there, John?
Absolutely.
French fries. Everything smells like French fries.
It smells like chicken fat.
Everything smells like chicken.
Hey, you know what? Normally we'd start the show with what we thought was the top story of the week, but I think we're gonna toss it to John because John's a little upset about Steve Gibson. Spam filtering solution. I hate to use the word solution because it's like the total evil marketing phrase.
But I think it works.
I like saying solution once in a while just because it feels so naughty. But John, you're a little upset about Steve's email management system. Steve, what would you call it? Your filtering tool?
I'm not sure what we're talking about.
Yeah, he wouldn't know because he doesn't get this mail.
So
let me explain what he's got here. Steve is. Let me get the message up here.
Oh, wait a minute. You're talking about the fact that we don't allow HTML in.
Yeah, listen to this.
Yes.
There's a message going around. Everyone out there should know this, kind of the inside baseball here when it comes to this show. Everybody sends a memo out on Saturday and Sunday, goes all over the place. Check this link out. We're going to talk about this, that, and the other thing.
As if we plan this show.
Well, you know, there's actually better plan than what Leo used to do. Anyway, so you send the thing out, reply to all, and then you get this message back because Gibson's email, being the Mickey Mouse system that it is, instead of actually doing some real work or getting a spam filter, you get this message back that says, your HTML email was refused by our server. Hello, your email to grc.com was not delivered because it contains, quote, HTML formatting. HTML stands for Hypertext Markup Language. It is the language used by the web pages on the World Wide Web. Since nearly all unsolicited commercial email spam uses HTML. This is bull, by the way. To create the. What about those Nigerian letters? I've never seen one of those in HTML.
Okay, so
it goes on and on and on. So I sent it back to him, be saying, "What is this BS?" And I get it back again because apparently there was a link in there. So I, you know, this is to me is just basically an insult to anyone trying to send Steve email.
I don't know. My email goes through fine.
That's because, but once Steve approves you, because once
no, I don't send HTML mail. I agree with him.
Well, I know, but you can send Steve HTML if he approves
you.
Hey,
HTML mail is not going away.
I'd be happy to whitelist you, John.
There is no way that HTML mail is disappearing.
We'll just put some grease on your email and it slides right in.
What's wrong with HTML email?
Oh, they hide tons of garbage inside of it.
Well, I mean, it really is the case that we're phenomenally buried by email unless we do that. And we've tried it as an experiment to remove the HTML filter, and it's just it's a phenomenal difference.
Mark Burkell over at Computer Time over here in the peninsula has a bunch of highly elaborate email filters.
I mean, I would think
I get no spam at all.
who would say, hey, you know, email should just be text.
Now, wait a minute. John, do you get no spam because you have a minion of evil helpers that sort through your mail for you so it all shows up without the spam? Or do you actually not get any spam?
It's GRC automated security.
I do not get any spam.
How do you do that?
Yeah, John, tell us.
Possible.
How do you do that, John?
I don't do it.
Who does it?
Mark Perkel. He's like a genius. He runs this little service called Computer Time, which is he's the guy. I've known this guy for 25 years. He started off being like a netware guy and had a thing called Mark's Menu back in the 80s.
Is this something we can use?
Yeah, we could.
How could we use
this? You just have to go through his system with your mail, and get cleared right out.
Does he offer this as a commercial service, or do you have to be a friend of his?
Is it softwaretime.com? Is that his website?
It's www.ctyme.com.
All right. I use something similar. I use server-side email spam protection from MailRoute, which does work very well. CloudMark, same thing, works very well. Brightmail.
This actually works better than Brightmail. But, I mean, he actually has my server. I mean, he does the whole thing for me. But he can do just the email part of it. And I get no spam.
None?
None.
I still get 10 or 15 a day.
I'll get one thing will sneak in a week.
Well, you know,
and then
I
you send it back to Mark and you'll never see it again. It's unbelievable.
So what's the URL?
CTYME.com.
Right.
We can't get there, but because it's blocking you, Patrick. You're using HTML.
Well, it's computer type. Okay, so this
now
is
why do you, John? Why do you say HTML mail is not going away? I mean, it is a blight. The mail is bloated. It hides stuff. It's ugly. You don't think IncrediMail is a good thing, surely?
Actually, you know what? So wait, so this guy's
HTML based,
huh?
Google's email service is HTML based.
Yeah, but you can turn it off.
That's true. But, I mean, by default,
all webmail is
going
to...
It's not going away because the general public doesn't know what the hell anybody... What Steve Gibson's talking about when it comes to this, like, refusal to... In fact, I think most people, if they were writing to Steve and they got that memo, they'd go, I don't know what he's talking about.
Well, then that's why he explains it so clearly.
He explains it, and it doesn't help.
I talk about it all the time. I've been saying on the radio show for 2 years, don't use HTML mail.
Well, John,
I don't know if
John,
it's sinking in.
Not going away.
John, you're now whitelisted, so you can send me any crap that you want to, and it'll come right in.
From now on, you're getting spam.
By the way,
all from Dvorak.org.
So Computer Time is your web host, John, and they're using Spam Assassin to filter your
email. Oh, he's a Spam Assassin.
No, Spam Assassin is only one of the many mechanisms he uses.
Okay, well, according to his website, he's using Spam Assassin and XM rules.
Spam Assassin is very good. I think Spam Assassin is
amazing.
Excellent. And many people have it. They don't know it. Their internet service provider would turn it on if they asked.
So in your case, John, this...
Go ahead. We also know many instances where Spam Assassin false positives and, like, blocks people who have...
Well, here's what I do with Spam Assassin. First of all, turn off all real-time black holes.
And we should point out that Spam Assassin runs on your email server.
Yeah.
So these are all server-side issues.
So turn off the black hole stuff because you're right. Maps and orbs will have lots of false positives. So I turn that off. The second thing you do is you set the setting fairly high. You set it to 8, or the default is 6.5, I think, or 6. You set it to 8. And that way, only the really most egregious stuff gets stopped. But that's 80% of
all
stuff.
Okay, well, let me tell you what the another thing that he does, which is not mentioned there. He uses a 3-stage filtering system, and maybe spam it. Seriously.
You sound like you're advertising vodka, John.
Does it have the micro filter? Because I thought that was really good. That's what made Kent so smooth.
You know what? If you guys don't want to hear about it, it's fine with me. I get no spam.
3-stage filter, John.
3-stage filter.
My web-based email does me just fine.
Okay, tell us about the 3-stage filter.
You know what? I'm not talking about it anymore. I've already given enough publicity for this. People out there, just go check it out. Ctime.com. Good man.
And John's quoted on Ctime.com on the main page.
Well, of course. It says, good man. John C. Dvorak.
I've plugged this before. You know, I don't
this
plug John.
This guy's going to be so busy after this podcast goes public that no one's going to be able to get an account.
Yeah,
That's when it's time for him to franchise.
Hey, can